Crosby, Stills, and Nash & Young, Woodstock. Welcome to BRC Radio, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors of Birmingham, Alabama. And this week is the 49th anniversary of the Woodstock concert, which was held, by the way, on a dairy farm in a little town called Bethel, about 40 miles from Woodstock. But they call it Woodstock because that's where it was planned on being. And we're going to play some of the songs that were recorded there and some of the people that sang there. And just give little tidbits of facts about it along the way. So as we commemorate Woodstock 49 years later, it was held on August 15th, 16th, and 17th, but it went on into the 18th, which was Monday, which was one day longer than they had hoped. But anyway, we're going to do that. We're going to start off with a little announcement that one of the guys made on stage. And then we're going to get into Joan Baez is going to play her first song. Starting off that day was Richie Havens on the 17th. Then Sweetwater played, Burt Sommer, Tim Hardin, Ravi Shankar, Melanie, Arlo Guthrie, and then came Joan Baez about 1 a.m. in the morning. And she sang a song called Joe Hill, and I've always enjoyed that song. So after a quick stage announcement, we're going to have Joan Baez do Joe Hill.
Everybody's ground, getting comfortable now, starting to fit just right. Sit there. Look at all those people around you. Get acquainted. Have a smoke.
I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he. I never died, said he. Copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe. I didn't die, says Joe. I didn't die. And standing there as big as life and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where working men defend their rights, it's there you find Joe Hill. It's there you find Joe Hill. I dream I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you or me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, said he. I never died, said he.
Baez, Joe Hill, and if you listen to the words, you can tell that's kind of a union organizing song, but I'm not trying to get political, but I just enjoy that song and her voice. Okay, the next day, Saturday, things got going around noon. They brought in a band called Quill, then Country Joe McDonald, John Sebastian, Keith Hartley Band, Santana played, the Incredible String Band, and then came Can Heat. We're going to play one by them right now. We're going to let them play Going Up the Country.
Gotta get going while I can't stay here long now, 'cause I'm tired of the way I've been dogged around. Well, I've got to roam, baby, find me a brand new home. Exactly where I'm going, I cannot save on. We might even leave the screaming and crying. But you got a home, man, long as I got mine. Gotta get going. Gotta get going. Get gone, get gone. Well, I'm gone, well, I'm gone. One more. Get gone, I can't stay here long now. 'Cause I'm tired of the way I've been dogged around. But I've got to roam and find me a brand new.
Canned Heat, live. Woodstock, at the Woodstock concert, originally billed as an Aquarian exposition, 3 days of peace and music. That was Going Up the Country. All right, let's keep going here on BRC Radio as we pay tribute to 49 years later after the Woodstock concert. I'm going to play three in a row for you right here because these coming up played right after each other. Creedence Clearwater, Janis Joplin, and then Sly and the Family Stone. Creedence and Janis, of course, were not in the original movie. I think, I know Janis made the cut on the director's cut, which came out later on. Can't remember if Creedence did or not. I believe they did. But anyway, going to get started with Creedence doing Green River. Janis is going to do Try just a little harder. And then Sly and the Family Stone, we're going to do, they did a medley of Dance to the Music, Music Lover, and I Want to Take You Higher. And for the sake of time, I've got to cut it short, unfortunately. But we're going to do the part where he's talking about singing about I Want to Take You Higher. And this got started late in the evening, and Sly and the Family Stone finished theirs at 4:20 a.m. So here we go after a stage announcement with Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Okay, people, we got a times. Okay. On the front page, you have on the left a very big aerial photo of a huge mass of people, which are you, and it says, "Music was the magic. For throngs at Woodstock Music and Art Fair, towers near the stage hold loudspeakers. 300,000 at Folk Rock Fair camp out in the sea of mud." Dig it, dig it.
Stomping at the low cat feet back, walking along. trust him more. I said I gotta put my arms around him. I said I got to hold my man. I said I gotta make you understand. Why, baby? I said I gotta bring you around. Bring you around to the inside of me. I said try, try, yeah, try, try.
Yeah.
Stone, I Want to Take You Higher. That ended their set at 4:20 a.m. in the morning. And you can just see, if you saw the movie, you remember that ending right there. They were doing a slow motion of Sly raising his hands high in the air with the peace sign up there and with that big old white jacket on. So I can still see that now, dark as it could be in that big old white jacket. Before that, Janis Joplin, Try Just a Little Harder. And Creedence Clearwater got us started with Green River. Creedence was the first group to sign a contract for the Woodstock concert. They signed it back in April of 69. And after that, other groups started joining right in. Creedence signed for $10,000. All right, let's keep going here on BRC Radio. Coming up next, after the Sly and the Family Stone finished their set at 4:20, shortly thereafter at 5 a.m. in the morning came The Who. And they're going to do a song called See Me, Feel Me. And then we're going to have a stage announcement, and then the Jefferson Airplane will come in and do Volunteers. So here we go with See Me, Feel Me, The Who.
We forsake you, gonna rape you, let's forget you better still. See
good morning. What we have in mind is breakfast in bed for 400,000.
All right, friends, you have seen the heavy groups. Now you will see morning maniac music. Believe me, yeah. It's a new dawn. Yeah, the regular guys. And Nicky Hopkins.
A Jefferson Airplane greeting everybody the next morning, which was Sunday morning, August 17th, 1969. They finished their set at 8:30. Of course, they were supposed to finish a lot sooner than that, but they had problems with some equipment. In fact, Grateful Dead's set was cut short because of their equipment failure, and they had trouble with the rain. But we're going to get going now. We've got Joe Cocker coming up. He's going to start the final day, day three, Sunday, August 17th, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And he's going to do a little song called With a Little Help from My Friends. But before that, we're going to have a few stage announcements. So, stage announcements, and then Joe Cocker.
Joe, look behind you. Look behind you. The weather.
While we switch.
Look at the weather.
While we switch over. It looks like we're going to get a little bit of rain, so you better cover up.
Sit near it, because when the crane swings, you're gonna get conked on the head, and it's really gonna hurt.
This is one thing that I was going to wait a while before we talked about, but maybe we'll talk about it now so you can think about it, because we all have to make some kind of plans for ourselves. It's a free concert from now on. That doesn't mean that anything goes. What that means is we're going to put the music up here for free. Now, let's face the situation. We've had thousands and thousands of people come here today. Many, many more than we knew or even dreamt or thought would be possible.
The roads are fairly clear now, so if any of you decided that you've had enough music and you're getting a little tired, yeah, there may be one or two. You can get buses out of Monticello. Everything's cool. Everything's very cool.
Sing out of key, yeah. Oh baby, how you back? Oh, I need it, my brother. Well, they have that one time away. Well, I don't make it for my friend. Oh, no, no. How do I feel at the end of the day?
Are you sad because you're on your own?
I tell them never get sad no more. Only get a little, my friend. I got to buy the thing all the way. Everybody got the love I live. Something that happens all the time, you know it does.
What do you see?
I don't see nothing but a joke. Get my friends together. Cause all we gotta do is love. I'm gonna take them home with me now. You gotta get all of your friends. You gotta get hold of your friends and love. Nobody knows the way. Nobody knows the way. You got your friend. You got your friend. You got your friend to love. You got your friend to love. You got your soul to love. Myself, thank you almost indeed. See you again. Beautiful.
Joe Cocker, with a little help from my friends. As he got the last day of the Woodstock concert started off, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. But it's not going to end with Sunday, August 17th. It's going to go through Monday. But we'll get into that in just a moment. Before that, we had some different announcements made from the stage about the rain, the free concert, and hey, do you want to go home? The roads are open. And nobody went home then, but there are some going to go home. We'll talk about that a little bit later also. Right now, let's keep things going. Probably the most iconic favorite song of mine on the whole concert was 10 Years After I'm Going Home. And to save time, I can't play that whole thing. And unfortunately, I'm going to cheat on you here. And I'm going to play a live version, but it was done a year before the Woodstock concert. And it came off their Undead LP that 10 Years After put out. But this is Alvin Lee and 10 Years After, and I'm Going Home. But before that, I'm going to let him talk to you about how he's going to go home. And that is made from the stage there at Woodstock. And then we'll get to the music.
All right. That's near enough for just. I'd like to say thank you again to you. This is a thing called I'm Going Home by helicopter.
Was off of 45 that came out of their Undead LP, and I'm sorry I cheated you from getting the whole 10 and a half minute song they played at Woodstock, but I've just got to keep moving. So, but anyway, I did get you a live version of it there. Okay, after 10 Years After came, the band played, then Johnny Winter, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. About 3 a.m. now, we're into Monday, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young came on, and they kept going. Paul Butterfield and Blues Band. And then the next little group we got coming up, we're going to have to get ready to get out of here in a little bit, but we got a little quickie here from Sha-na-na, and then we're going to get into some Hendrix. And Jimmy didn't get on stage till about 9 o'clock in the morning. That's Monday morning. And out of the 400 or so 100,000 people that were there, they estimate only about 30,000 hung around to see Jimmy perform. And some of those, they said, even left after he hit the stage because all they wanted to do was get a glimpse of him, and then they left. And I just wonder how many of those people that were at Woodstock, because lots of people say they were there, how many of them really say they missed Jimi Hendrix? I don't know. Well, the bands have played all day Sunday, all night Sunday, and we are sitting here at 7:30 in the morning on Monday, and now it's time for Sha-na-na, and they played about a half a dozen hits. hits from the 50s, and they ended their set with At the Hop, and that's what we're going to do right here with At the Hop. Then we're going to do a Jimi Hendrix. We're going to do his version on there at the Woodstock concert with Purple Haze, and we'll come back and close the show out. So here we go, At the Hop with Sha-na-na.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Jimi Hendrix Experience. I see that we meet again. Dig, we like to get something straight. We got tired of Experience, and every once in a while we was blowing our minds too much. So we decided to change the whole thing around and call it Gypsy Sun and Rainbows. For short, it's nothing but a band of gypsies. We have Billy Cox playing bass, and from Nashville, Tennessee. We have Larry Lee playing guitar over there, Yellen Lee. We got Juma playing congos over here, Juma. We have Granny Goose, Mitch Mitchell on drums over here. And we got Jerry Velez on congos too. It's truly our meat whistle. What, me wearing? Okay, give us about a minute and a half to tune up, okay? Like, we only had about two rehearsals, so we're gonna just do nothing but primary rhythm, please.
This guy.
Purple Haze. I was going to say Red House. He did a version of Red House during that set. Real good version. But that was Purple Haze there at Woodstock. We've got to get out of here. We're going to close like we normally do with an instrumental. We're going to let Jimmy do the instrumental. He's going to do a song called The Villanova Junction. But before we do, we're going to have the word from the man who owned the land that this was all held on, by a man by the name of Max Yasger. We'll hear him from the stage. And in 2017, this festival site was listed on the National Register of Historic Places. And this wasn't the only outdoor concert in 1969, but it was the one that got all the publicity. There was one in Texas, and there was one down in Atlanta, but this one got a lot of publicity with quite a lineup of people. Some of the people that turned them down was Simon and Garfunkel, Led Zeppelin, The Byrds, Tommy James and Shawn Dales, Moody Blues, Frank Zappa, Free, Doors. Just the list goes on and on and on of people that they asked to come, and for one reason or another didn't come. They even asked Roy Rogers to come and do the final song of the day. They wanted him to sing Happy Trails, but he declined. But anyway, we're going to get out of here with Max Yasger, and then we'll end with Jimi Hendrix and Villanova Junction. Thanks for joining us on BRC Radio.
On whose farm we are, Mr. Max Yasger.
I'm a farmer. To 20 people at one time, let alone a crowd like this. This is the largest group of people ever assembled in one place. But I think you people have proven something to the world, that 500,000 kids can get together and have 3 days of fun and music, and have nothing but fun and music. And I got a bunch of fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much.